words.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Here we go, running on full steam, ready to continue with another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, got our Professor Rick Plum back with us once again here in studio from Lucia Capital Group. We're all standing by, ready as always to answer all of your money questions. Talk to you about strategy. That's what this program is all about, strategy. A lot to cover this hour as usual, so we will get right to it. The REIT topic, real estate investment trust topic that we didn't get to last hour, may have time for it this hour. We may push it to another day. We'll just see. We'll see where it goes. If you have questions on any of that, you can certainly ask us. But we do have topics and strategies galore. As always, your phone calls, your emails come first, and that's what we're going to do here in just a moment. You can reach us directly in the studio. Call us now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Send your emails to us at wealthed.com, right where you see the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Get to those emails in just a couple of moments. We're going to start with that, along with any phone calls that you have at those open lines. You can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air and talk to an advisor about whatever your specific situation is. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting or if you need to just ask some questions about your own situation, you call Professor Plum. You call any of the advisors, the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group. They're located all across the country, 800-644-1150. We've told you for years, and we mean it, that everyone's situation is different. Of course it is. You know that. What's suitable for one person may be absolutely unsuitable for you, which is why you should call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, have them go over your plans, your individual situation, your goals, etc. Number again, off the air, 877. Did it again. Off the air. This is off the air. 800-644-1150. On the air. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Emails at wealthed.com. We did not get to any of the emails yesterday, we were actually not live yesterday, but we are live today. So if you were trying to call yesterday and you didn't get through, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you now. So I'm going to get to a couple of these emails here, Professor Plum. Start off the hour. This comes from Cynthia, Tempe, Arizona. My husband is disabled and has a pension, having many options for us. Our intentions are to take the 100% joint survivor benefit at his age 65, about $1,000. The downside is, should my husband pass away before starting his pension, the survivor benefit is reduced to 50% of his single life annuity. So that's about $600 a month. This is true even if he lives to 64 and a half years of age.
Right. It's not uncommon that while you're waiting to take the pension, I have a pension like this, that if I die before I start the pension, it's an automatic 50%. It's as if the election had already been made to do a 50% joint and survivor option. And I don't have any ability to say, no, I want the 100% today, unless I start the pension today. But then that also is a very big reduction given age.
That it is. From $1,000 to $600 a month is what this would be. We have the option, says Cynthia, of taking the pension earlier, but similar to Social Security, the pension will be reduced. Generally speaking, would it be wise to take the pension a little earlier, at age 63, for example? And if so, what age range should we consider? Now, she says, we do expect my husband to live past 70, me into my 90s. Any other feedback is greatly appreciated. We love your show. Well, I mean, I guess it's you don't know.
You don't, and it's a crapshoot one way or the other.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully, you've got enough assets. If you really believe he's going to live that long, you're going to live that long and, you know, really want that 100%. If you take it too early, it's as if it's going to be a 50% benefit anyway because you have such a large reduction. So you're kind of you know, hurting yourself by taking it early because your survivor benefit won't be the 100% anyway. It'll be 100% of a much lower number. And so that doesn't really help that much either. So I would hope there would be some life insurance. I don't know what the disability is that he's on Social Security with, but that probably makes it difficult to get any life insurance at this point. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there's enough assets, and you just have to, unfortunately, you know, I hate to say this, play the odds. What are the odds that he does not make it? And weigh that into when you're going to take it. It's a very difficult decision, especially if you cannot get any life insurance at this point. If you can get life insurance, getting a 5-year or however old he is to age 65 term policy,
pension max,
solves the issue, and then drop it once he takes the pension at the full 100% joint survivor. But if you can't get insurance, that makes obviously that an impossibility. So I don't know that I'd want to take it early, though, as I said.
Well, because
if you're taking a big reduction just to get in the pension, just to get the joint and survivor, then the joint and survivor was reduced anyway.
Right, and they expect the husband to live past 70 and her to live into her 90s.
I would probably take my chance on getting the 50% and hoping he lives till 65.
Mm-hmm. Does it say how old he is now?
Don't remember seeing that.
I didn't see that, so I guess, well, we'll find out if you have any more details, you know. But Cynthia, that's your answer. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Judy in Coachella Valley. Hello, Judy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. A quick question on what do you think about a 1% CD for 18 months?
I don't think that much about it when I can get 1% on a money market on an online bank. Why tie it up for 18 months when I don't have to tie it up at all?
Yeah, but that online stuff.
Well, that online stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the online stuff. So, to me, it's not a big deal. Other people may have a big issue with the online stuff, and so then they have to say, what is it worth to me? Do I want to lock my... And if you... I mean, it's 18 months. It's not like it's for the rest of your life, so 18 months is if you feel comfortable. I'm just not a big fan of locking it up for 18 months when I can get similar elsewhere. On the other side, if I know that I'm going to lock it up for 18 months or more, then I'd like to get something better than 1%, and there may be other things, but they won't be FDIC insured, that can give me something better than 1% for a 2-year hold, 3-year hold, 4-year hold. But
yeah.
If it was an expense that I knew I had 18, or I should say 19 months from now, and I'm just totally can't sleep at night if I do the online stuff, then an 18-month 1% CD is not bad.
Okay, yeah, it would just be cash rather than just sitting in making 0.1.
Well, I think doing something besides 0.1 makes a lot of sense. Like I said, it's all what we're comfortable with. I'm comfortable with the online banks that have FDIC insurance. If that is not your comfort zone, then you're going to have to look for something else. And if the best thing out there to get you into that 1% range and you're not going to need it for 18, 19 months, there's nothing wrong with a 1% CD. It does have FDIC insurance. It is federal government guaranteed. There may be better things, but they would include either going online or getting some risk. And if you're uncomfortable with those, nothing wrong with that CD.
Okay, thank you. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. It was, what, Judy. You know, some people are uncomfortable with, it sounded like, you know, online wasn't going to work for her.
No, it made her uncomfortable. And if it makes you uncomfortable, don't do it, unfortunately. It may be totally comfortable for me. There may be investments I'm totally comfortable with, but you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Even though it may turn out well, and let's say it did turn out well, if it gave you any amount of anxiety, it's not the right investment for you.
No, it's not. I guess I don't necessarily understand the problem with online. As long as it's, you know, not Fred's bank or something like that, you know.
Hey, even if it's Fred's bank, as long as they got FDIC insurance. But no, I'm kidding. But a lot of people are worried about the security of online issues. But do you think the online bank is any easier to hack than a regular bank?
Well, that's the thing.
Everything they do is online anyway.
It's all online. I mean, it's really not like you're taking your money. You know, your money, I've asked this of people before in groups. I say, okay, well, you know, you have money at your local bank. Yes. I say, well, where is your money? Is it at the bank?
Is it in the safe?
Is it when you're in New York and you have a bank in San Francisco, are you any closer to your money if you went to San Francisco than if you were in New York? No. Your money actually just is.
And if I have a national
anywhere.
Bank, does the money follow me? Is there some kind of electronic
exactly.
leash that follows me? So when I'm in San Francisco, I go to the San Francisco branch and I want $5,000, obviously assuming I have the money to cover this.
Well, yes.
They can give me the money, and if I fly
to... And then you fly to New York.
Fly to Georgia, fly to Maine, fly to Nebraska, and I go to the branch in that area.
And you can take your money out of there.
I can take my money there. So
right.
Did the money just... Did they take it out of the safe at the one branch and send it to, because they knew I was going to be
that's
in the other state?
It. Well, that's just it. You see, and that's the thing. Money doesn't actually exist. Dollars do not exist. They're just a... They're like points on a scoreboard. They don't look like anything. So you can convert them into paper if you want. But yeah, so
it's electronic.
Exactly. So whether you do it with an online bank or whether you do it with Bank of America or Chase or any of them,
and if you're dealing with Wells Fargo, you already have lots of accounts everywhere.
You may not have known you did.
That's not fair, I guess. Well, it is fair. That
it's
was
a cheap
bad.
Shot. No, no.
Yeah, it was a cheap shot.
That's a cheap shot, and we're better than that.
But it was fun. It was fun.
No, we're not. I love easy targets. You know, I mean, come on. Yeah. So just if you're keeping, but the fact
but
is,
again, on
you
the other side, even though we are totally comfortable with it, if you're not, then it's not the right thing for you.
Well, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. Even if I sat there and I tell you your money is perfectly safe, I mean, there are people who won't even put it in a bank. There are people who just put it inside of a metal container underground. They want cash. You know, pieces of paper.
Well, we hear stories about people that they've had a uncle, a grandfather, or somebody pass away, and they go to their house to clean it out to get it ready for sale.
And guess what's
and they
there?
Find shoeboxes of cash. Mm-hmm. The bank didn't have anything in it, very little. But I've heard of people finding, I haven't seen it actually happen, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash.
And they were afraid to put it in the bank, yet, cash, money does burn. And, all it takes is a, misplaced spark, and there go your life savings. But some people are willing to take that risk. Okay, anyway, that's enough of that. 877-PLANNER, we got room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER. Give us a call with whatever money questions that you have. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're here from Lucia Capital Group talking about whatever's on your mind. We're coming right back.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come on, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. Get on board. We're here for you every day talking to you about your money. You can also find us at wealthed.com, our website. You can email us there. We'll tell you more about where you can meet the Brain Trust, too, and learn all about alternative retirement strategies. Tell you about that in just a second. But what do you want to slow down? I do want to remind you that every Tuesday afternoon, you get something entirely different. Well, I wouldn't say it's entirely different, but it's unique. Let's put it that way, because I don't think there's a Social Security show anywhere out there, at least none that's worth anything. Ours, you want to tune into this. Tuesday afternoons, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. I'm hosting along with Professor Rick Plum. Every Tuesday, we talk for about a half hour about Social Security on the Social Security Show. It's only available at wealthed.com if you want to watch it live. I know Biz TV also carries it at different times of the week, but it's the Social Security Show. We take your emails on that program. We take some of your phone calls as well. Whatever's on your mind with regard to Social Security. I saw something not all that long ago, I don't know if I have it here, where it was Senator Claire McCaskill and another senator from Maine, bipartisan, supposedly.
Yeah, 1R, 1D.
That's what it was. And they came to the conclusion, after all, you know, months of research, that Americans are, in their words, clueless about Social Security. Yeah. And, you know, it's not like saying you're clueless about, you know, how to fold a towel. You know, that kind of stuff. There are things that are easy to learn, and there are things that are just complicated only because of the nature of everybody's got a different situation. You know,
and that would be Social Security.
That would be Social Security, because you got different things. You got a few main topics right at the top, or I like to call it the middle of the spider web. But by the time we get to your situation, we've taken 15 left and right turns, because some people have ex-spouses, some people have, they're already a certain age or over full
some
retirement age.
Some people are the ex-spouse.
They are the ex-spouse. Some people are under full retirement age, but they want to keep working. Some are.
Early Social Security age, but they have dependent children that may be able to get a benefit?
Exactly. And so maybe they want to suspend, but then they don't want to suspend because of whatever. Anyway, yes. So everybody's situation is unique to them, and this is why we talk about Social Security. And we try to give you at least as much of the basics as we can, certain things that you need to understand, and strategy too. So every Tuesday afternoons, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, only at wealthed.com. All right, again, our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Get on board. We have some lines open for you. I just want to run back over something one more time, Professor Rick Plum, because we did talk about this last week, and I know there's confusion because we've had at least two or three calls on it since we talked about it. And this has to do with the five-year rule on Roths.
Right. Now, you have to say it in plural. There are 2 5-year rules. It's not a five-year rule.
Well, I made the plural Roths, meaning that, like, conversions and on contributory Roths.
But it's five-year rules. There's 2 rules.
Yes, there are 2 rules. So what I want you to do is to, once again, let's keep it as simple as possible. And the reason I want to do this is because, since there are 2 rules for Roths.
The two youths.
With Roths, this is where the problem becomes. But what I think what we need to do maybe is start the other way and say, if you're age 59 and a half.
Well, there are two rules dealing, and they're both five-year rules dealing with Roth or potential Roth issues. One has to do with avoiding a penalty. The other has to do with avoiding taxation. Now, the penalty for a distribution from any IRA goes away at 59 and a half. So when we're talking about the five-year rule for penalties, we know that once we get to 59 and a half, we can ignore that rule. There is no rule for penalties. There's no five-year rule on Roth IRAs for penalties anymore once you reach 59 and a half. Now, the five-year rule on penalties only deals with one type of addition of money into a Roth IRA, and that is conversions. Contributions are not subject to the five-year penalty rule. Only conversions from a traditional IRA or other retirement account are potentially subject to the five-year rule for penalties. So the idea is, if you withdraw converted principal from a traditional IRA or 401k or other retirement plan, if you're withdrawing that converted principal within 5 tax years of the conversion and you're under 59 and a half, even though you've already paid the taxes on the conversion, when the money comes out, it will be penalized. We're not talking about the earnings here. We're just talking about money you've already paid tax on. Why am I paying a penalty on money I've already paid tax on? Because you converted it within 5 years and you're not 59 and a half. And the idea is, if you had taken that money directly from the IRA, you would have paid taxes and a penalty coming out of the traditional IRA. So they're going to give you this 5-year contemplation of penalty rule, that if you take money out of a traditional or a Roth IRA and it would have otherwise been subject to a penalty coming out of the traditional IRA, then it's going to, and it's within the last 5 years of the conversion, then it's going to be penalized coming out of the Roth IRA. So that's the 5-year rule on penalties. Now, the other 5-year rule deals with earnings and getting to what's known as a qualified distribution.
To make it tax-free, in other words.
The ability to take my earnings, that's the goal. That's the carrot at the end of the stick there. That's what we all want, is a tax-free distribution of our potential earnings. Hopefully we have a ton of earnings by the time we get out there, that we can take money out of a Roth IRA tax-free. That's the whole game plan, right? To get a tax-free distribution. Now, we know that we can take our contributions back at any time for any reason without tax, so that's not the issue. We know that we can take our converted principal out without tax. We've already paid the tax on that. Whether it's penalized or not, it's due to the other rule. What about the earnings? How do we get to the earnings tax-free? Well, that requires two sides. You have to have reached age 59 and a half, become disabled, died, used up to $10,000 of the earnings for a first-time home purchase, a couple of other issues, and had a Roth IRA, any Roth IRA, for at least 5 tax years. It's not an either or, it's an and. 5 years and disabled, 5 years and 59 and a half, and unfortunately dead, one of the things. But it's a 5-year rule. It doesn't matter if you die within, you know, a year after you open a Roth IRA, your heirs can't take money out of the earnings out of it until 5 years have passed. It doesn't matter if you converted money today and, you know, you're 65 years old and it goes up in value and you want to pull the earnings out within 5 years of your very first Roth IRA. It doesn't matter that you're over 59 and a half. You haven't satisfied the 5-year rule. So you have to satisfy both the 5-year rule and 59 and a half, dead, disabled, first-time home buyer, whatever the case may be, to get the earnings out tax-free. So there's 1 5-year rule for penalties, 1 5-year rule for earnings.
Yes.
There are times where the penalty rule may apply, but no taxes. And there are times where the taxes may apply, but no penalties. But you have to look at both rules.
Yes, and keep in mind that if you're over age 59 and a half, the penalties, no matter what, are going to go away. You don't have any penalties for taking money out of a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, no matter whether it's converted Roth IRA or contributory, whatever, once you're 59 and a half.
So why 5 years on that? Well, nobody actually knows. Back in 1998, when they first created Roth IRAs, and people that had less than $100,000 of adjusted gross income could do conversions, there was no 5-year rule, not in the original Roth language. So people very quickly realized, hey, I need money out of my IRA. Now, I know it's going to be taxable, but if I take it from my IRA and put it in my Roth, I can then just take it out of my Roth. And at the time, there was no penalty. So before the first tax year was even up, Congress got together and said, no, there's a penalty for 5 years.
You had 35-year-olds with decent amounts in their IRA
that had access, penalty-free.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's your money.
It's a retirement account. They put the kibosh on that.
877-PLANNER, our number. We do have lines open for you. 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing when we return.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. We're here from Lucia Capital Group talking about whatever's on your mind. We present strategies to you. We talk about planning. We talk about retirement. And by the way, we'll be doing this again, not just on this program, but in person. That's right. The Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group continue. You don't get a week off this time, Professor Plum. You got Phoenix, Arizona happening this Saturday. Join the folks from the Brain Trust, all the Brain Trust members, Chris Lloyd, Professor Plum, Terry Keyes, R. Friedman, and the whole cast is going to be there in Phoenix this Saturday talking to you about, at the Marriott Desert Ridge, by the way.
Very good, John.
Look at me. Talking to you about alternative retirement strategies this Saturday in Phoenix, strategies for you that you may not have considered, as well as some potential alternative investments using those strategies. Something besides a stock, bond, cash sort of, you know, typical thing that you get online. You won't find any of this information online. You get it from the Brain Trust. It's important information. People have loved it so far and will continue. This Saturday in Phoenix. After that, a couple of weeks later, Houston, Texas. That's on the 22nd. Then Saturday, the 29th of October, just before Halloween, Santa Clara, California. So Phoenix, Houston, Santa Clara, the next three. We really want to see you folks in Phoenix and Tempe and the whole, all the surrounding areas joining the Brain Trust this Saturday. Go to wealthed.com. It's free. Sign up there, wealthed.com, and join the Brain Trust that day. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We had a question. We'll get to it just a little bit because I have a couple of folks on hold that we were talking about the penalties for the Roths, not just for taking money out of a Roth, but also for really any IRA, traditional IRA or Roth IRA. There are penalties for taking the money out if you're not age 59 and a half. There are also exceptions to those penalties, Professor Plum. I'm going to run down a couple of those, and you can confirm them and talk a little bit about them. But let's take a call or two. 877-PLANNER. Cindy, Chandler, Arizona, up next. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, guys. I would like you to go over the ordering of taxation. In other words, how do they determine what's going to be taxed in a penalty situation, you know, pre-59 and a half, and is that penalty assessed pre or post-tax?
It's assessed regardless of tax.
Yeah, so let's go over these ordering rules and what we mean on Roth IRAs.
Well, when we have Roth IRAs, money gets into a Roth IRA one of three ways. You can contribute money to a Roth IRA. That's a non-deductible contribution, obviously. You can convert money from an existing retirement account to a Roth IRA. That's taxable at the time of conversion. And those two pools of money can have earnings, whether it's capital gain, interest, you know, some type of appreciation, some type of growth. You know, there's three types of potential money in a Roth IRA: contributions, conversions, and earnings. When you take money out of, now we're assuming that you have not met the qualified distribution status yet, meaning you're not 59 and a half, you're not dead, you're not disabled, or you haven't met the 5-year rule for that. So we are not at a qualified distribution status yet, because if we have met qualified distribution, 5 years and 59 and a half, dead, disabled, other things, then it doesn't matter. Anything can come out tax-free. But assuming we haven't made it that far yet, we're not 59 and a half, whatever the case, then we have to look back, okay, what is coming out of the Roth IRA? Now, they don't look at the exact investment within the account. They don't look at where the money is coming from an investment standpoint. They look at accounting. So you have 1, 5, 10, however many Roth IRAs that you have. And on the accounting side of it, you have made contributions or not. And if you have made contributions, regardless of whether you made the contributions to account A and you converted to account B, but you're taking money out of account B, that doesn't matter. Accounts don't matter. Do you have contributions left in the account? the Roth IRA world in your example. So if I'm taking my contributions back out, then there's no tax and there's no penalty and there's no time horizon. It can come out at any time for any reason for without tax or penalty. Contributions come out no matter what, tax-free. Now, once I've exhausted and I do not have any more contributions that I could potentially pull out of my, now they're going to look at converted principal. And so each conversion carries the tax year with it. And they're going to look at the oldest converted principal account first. So if I have conversions that I've made more than 5 years ago, once I've pulled out all my contributions, that's what's coming out next on the ordering rules. Older than 5 year conversions come out after contributions. But if I've withdrawn all of that money as well, now I'm getting into conversions that I've made within the last 5 tax years. If I'm withdrawing conversions that I've made within the last 5 tax years and I'm under 59 and a half, although I've already paid the taxes on that conversion in the year of conversion, I owe penalties on that. And so I will, and so let's say that's the only thing I have from a tax standpoint that year. I don't owe any taxes on it because there was no taxes. I don't have any other income, but I will have a penalty, and that penalty can't be offset by anything else. It can't be offset by capital losses. It can't be offset by deductions or anything else. I still have that penalty. Now, once I've withdrawn all my contributions, once I've withdrawn all my converted principal, the only thing that can possibly be left in the Roth IRA are earnings. And if I am pulling those earnings out before I've had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years, before I've made it to 59 and a half, died, disabled, whatever the case, those earnings will be taxable. Those earnings are going to be a taxable event, goes on my tax return, I pay taxes at whatever my rate is at that point. Now, whether or not those taxable earnings are penalized depends on whether I took them out before or after I reached age 59 and a half. But first and foremost, contributions come out first. Second is older than 5 year conversions. Third is 5 year or less conversions. Finally, if I've taken all that money out, earnings come out. That's my ordering rules. You got it, Cindy?
Wow. That's great. Thank you so much. That's very well explained. And I don't have to do any accounting for all of that. The who's ever holding the account will do that.
No, they won't, because I may have contributed to a Roth IRA for the past 15 years over at XYZ company, and then I start a new one, and maybe I don't want to go there. I found some investments over at 123 or ABC company, so I start contributing over here. This company doesn't know anything about the other company, and so they don't know what I'm taking out. They don't know if I'm taking, maybe I'm converting to this account over here, and I've only had the account open for a year, and I take it all back out. But in an accounting world, I'm actually taking out contributions. So yeah, you've got to keep track of it to some degree until, and even after you get to the age 59 and a half, depending upon how many different accounts you have and how long they've been open, the accounting is on you, not on the custodian. Now, once you've had an account for 5 years with a certain custodian and you're 59 and a half, okay, it's pretty much done. They know that it's a qualified distribution. But if I make a I've had a Roth IRA with XYZ company for 15 years, and then I start contributing to one over here, I'm 59 and a half, but I decide, okay, I don't like that investment, I take it all out 2 years later, well, that custodian has no idea that I've had a Roth IRA for 5 years.
At the XYZ company, because they are ABC company.
And so they may issue a 1099 that says, hey, they took money out before 5 years, we don't know anything about it, so let them account for it.
Which means that you just have to file the form. Was that 8606, Professor Plum?
That should
case?
Be, yes.
It just means file the form, say ignore it, everything is fine, Cindy. It's not really an accounting problem. But
if you only use one custodian for everything you do, then you can kind of rely on them, although not really. But if you've got multiple IRAs, multiple Roth IRAs, I would not trust the custodian because they don't know what's going on.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. Love your show.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy, appreciate the call. The whole Roth ordering rules, I mean, it sounds complicated. It actually isn't. I mean, I think where the confusion might happen is, when you have multiple Roth IRAs at different places, they still consider, and by they, the IRS, they still consider Roth IRAs in total.
Right. One, the accounts don't matter. The It's the pool of available money.
Yes.
I remember, you know, recently we had somebody that had, you know, quite a bit of money, $100,000 in a Roth IRA. And they'd been putting in money and converting, and you know, so they had a basis in it of contributions. They were not 59 and a half, but they wanted to retire early. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they rolled it into an asset that gave a very reasonable taxable distribution.
Right.
And they just had the IRA custodian send them the distribution. So they knew for a fact that what they were receiving were the earnings on that investment that they made.
Right.
But from an accounting standpoint, it wasn't a taxable event. They did have to account for it. It was an early distribution, but it was being charged basically against the contribution balance that they had. So they were taking out their contributions. It's not based on the investment that's inside of it, that what the investment is doing. It's based on a outside accounting of, do you have contributions? First money out, contributions. Even though that one investment was spinning off interest or whatever it was to them.
Doesn't matter.
Then the principal was basically staying intact, whatever it was. It was still a return of contribution from an IRS standpoint.
Exactly. But again, yes, the accounting is really on you, because if the brokerage house is sending the IRS 1099s or anything else, you need to explain, you need to have the counterbalance, the countersign to the whatever they're sending. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, trivia with coming up tomorrow. More of your phone calls and emails when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
There you go. Now, here's one from the 70s you can sink your teeth in, right?
Oh. The problem is, I grew up with this. I mean, this was my high school years.
I danced to this. I can admit this now. In junior high and high school. I don't know. Whatever.
I remember, the big thing for parties back in my high school days were the lighted dance floors. If your parents really had it going on, you had a party. It was disco, and you had the lighted dance floor.
Well, and you had a strobe light.
Yeah, and one of the disco balls, and if you really had it going on.
Yeah, that was, I went to a couple of dance parties where they had that, but otherwise, you know.
The leisure suits?
Oh. No. I never owned one of those. I can proudly say I never owned one of them. But you should be dancing with one of those if you're going to dance to that song. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Get to some more emails in just a couple of moments. Coming up in this program tomorrow, here's something we haven't talked about for a little while, and that has to do with target date funds. How and when to use target date funds. Now, have you heard of these things? Maybe you have. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. If you have a 401k, there's a pretty good chance that either you own a target date fund if you made some sort of default election, or if you don't, the 401k offers something like a target date fund.
If you own a 401k and you haven't seen a target date fund, you haven't looked at your list of options.
No, you probably haven't, or your 401k isn't any good. I mean, I don't know. Okay, so they're kind of everywhere. They're easy in the sense that they tell you just give us your money. Now, you don't retire for another 30 years, so let's put you in a 2045 target date fund. Let us take care of it, set it and forget it, and don't worry about it. Well, what a target date fund is supposed to do is target a date that you're going to retire. They do this in years, every 5 years, 2045,
usually in five-year blocks.
Right, five-year blocks. So you pick something that's close to when you're going to retire, and supposedly the managers will tailor your investment based on the time horizon that you have until you retire. Well, it all seems very good, this whole glide path idea so that you're supposed to touch the wheels down safely at retirement. But of course, does everybody have the same needs? You have 15,000 people.
Does every fund have the same glide path?
Yes, and right, it's like feng shui, everybody has a different idea. This room needs to look like this. No, next door it needs to look like this. And there's no consensus. You would think that if there's a target date for, say, 2030, that everybody would have, all the target date funds would have the same sort of asset allocation, wouldn't you?
And you would also think that if you have a target date that's 1 or 2 years away from today, that you wouldn't be able to lose 20% in it in the next year.
Well,
not always the case.
Didn't we see that in, 2006, 2007, maybe?
2008.
once 2008 hit and you had a 2010 target date fund, you said, well, I should be okay because they've safened up my portfolio and that's the one that I'm going to retire on.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, we saw some of the results of that. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. It's not to say that there's anything wrong with target date funds. They can be used.
You can use them just fine if you know what they're all about and how to go about using to get the juice from it the right way.
Right. Now, the thing is that the way we might use them could be different from the way that
they're marketed.
Exactly. And or at least the way they're supposed to be used. So. All right, anyway, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, we'll do trivia next. All right, let's do this. This comes from, I'm sure you've been on this website, presidentelect.us. I don't know. They sent me this. They said, urgently read this on the air. And so here's what we're doing. We're going to read it on the air. Interesting bits of trivia. Presidential candidates have won the White House, yet lost their home state only two times in the last 100 years. Richard Nixon, 1968, lost his home state of New York. And Woodrow Wilson, you might remember this one, back in 1916.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 100th anniversary of this election, lost New Jersey.
I always thought Nixon was California for some reason, but I guess...
Well, because he moved there, you know. And but he also had a house in Florida, you know, and he did all that. But, yeah, he lived in...
I guess he was
a representative from a senator rather from New York, you know, during the whole Alger Hiss thing and all that, Senator Nixon.
So would the Clintons be considered to carry Arkansas as their home state or New York as their home state?
That I don't know. We're going to have to find out. We're going to find out very soon. Okay, we have time because I know we had some folks on hold. Let's give this a shot. Rich, somewhere on the road, somewhere in Nevada. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Well, my quick question is about the minimum retirement age. I'm 53. I'm going to be hitting 56 soon. That's my MRA. I am a retired federal employee who has a supplemental, and I'm also a 1099 contractor who makes a little more than the $15,000. What happens when I hit 56? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, is it cost-effective to keep doing as much contract work as possible? Or is it better maybe to lay off some of the work and spend some more free time?
Well, that's a lifestyle decision. From a purely financial side of it, making the big bucks is going to help from a financial side, but it might drive you into an early grave just from the amount of work you're doing. So it usually, unless you've met some type of some plans have a rule of 85, a rule of 80, where when years of service and age combined equal 85, 80, some number, then there's no reduction in the pension, even if you haven't met normal retirement age. Minimum retirement age is not the full benefit amount. Usually the full benefit amount, unless you're law enforcement, is 60 to 65. And so if
he's
you take
law
the...
enforcement.
You are law enforcement?
Yes, he's law enforcement.
Well, then you probably can get your full pension, but I would want to talk to the pension company and say, what is my pension going to be at 56? What is it going to be at 60 if I wait and don't work in those years? Now, the consulting income obviously is outside of the pension. You're not paying into the pension anymore. You're not working as an employee of that that employer, so you're a contractor from it. So whether you want to retire, that... If the pension is a full pension, I'd start taking the pension. Whether I wanted to keep working or not, that's up to you because it's not going to be affected by it.
No, I mean, I have quit. I retired. I do get a full pension, but I also get a supplemental.
Right.
The supplemental gets affected. And when you look at it, you start adding the Social Security tax, the tax of making all that income. It almost seems like
And it may not be worth it because of the amount of, because you are paying 15.3% in Social Security tax on the, you're paying tax on it, and you got to work for it. If you can get close to that without working, more power to you.
Rich, I got to end the hour. If you want to talk more to Professor Plum about this off the air, hold on a second. We can do that. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. We're out of time for Professor Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.